Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. At the very beginning of the Masechet, we discussed that a non-Jew cannot act as a messenger for a Jew, even with the Jew's permission, to give truma from the Jew's produce. However, our Mishnah says that he is permitted to give truma from his own produce. So Mishnah test begins. Hanachri v'hakuti, trumas on truma. If a non-Jew or a kuti, we've talked about the kutim before, these are the converts, the people from the land of Kuta who were brought to the land of Israel by the king of Ashur. And in some halachos, they are considered like Jews, and some they're not. And there's an elaborate history, part which we've talked about before, and we will certainly talk about again. For our purposes, let's consider them to be non-Jews in this Mishnah. Nevertheless, if they separate truma from their own produce, then it is truma. Umas rasei and maiser. And if they separate maiser from their produce, it is maiser. And that includes, by the way, maiser sheni. Our Mishnah holds that ein kinyan lenachri be'eretz Yisrael lefkimin ha'maiseros. There is a machlokas throughout Shas, I think we've mentioned it before, about whether the ownership of a non-Jew completely eliminates the kedusha in the land and the obligations of the produce, that is, the produce itself. Does it have kedusha's produce Eretz Yisrael, or not? So our Mishnah holds like the opinion that the ownership of a non-Jew does not remove the kedusha and does not remove intrinsically the obligations to do the mitzvos, the matanos, except that, of course, the non-Jew who owns it has no obligation to give those matanos. Okay, so, therefore, if he chooses to do so, then he is only, he is actually kicking in the intrinsic nature of the produce, and the kedusha applies. Okay, this is also true if he wants to give a karban, behekdesh on hekdesh, if a non-Jew takes an animal from his flock and says, I'd like to give this as a karban ola in the Beis HaMikdash, we accept it and we bring it on the Mizbeach. It is a holy karban. And therefore, when the non-Jew makes these declarations, it has a full impact and the sanctification takes place. So the truma that he gives is actual truma. The maaser that he gives is actual maaser. The maaser sheni that he gives must be in Yerushalayim. The maaser rishon that he eats, that he gives to a Levi, must have trumas maaser separated off for the kohen. And the animal that he sanctifies as a karbanola must be brought as a karbanola. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein lenachri kerem revai. Now, kerem revai is part of, well, first of all, before we even start squirting about what it is, it's worth noting that there is a machlokas, a broad machlokas, whether the halachos of revai, which we're going to talk about in a minute, apply to grapevines only or to all trees. And therefore, there are places in the Mishnayos where it refers specifically to kerem revai, because that Tana holds it only applies to grapevines. Other places where it refers to neta revai, which are all trees, not just vines. We hold the halacha that neta revai applies to all trees. So what is neta revai? When a tree is planted for the first time, the first 3 years of fruit are called orla, and those fruits are forbidden to be eaten. In the fourth year, the fruit is called neta revai, the fourth year planting, right? The fourth year to the planting. The fruits of neta revai have basically the same halacha as maaser sheni. They have kedusha and they must be eaten in Yerushalayim or redeemed onto money, and the money has to be taken to Yerushalayim and then eaten and used to purchase food, which is eaten in Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yehuda says non-Jews don't have to fulfill the mitzvah of kerem revai. Okay? And the chachamim say that yes, they do. Now, what's going on here? Our Mishnah, we've said before, our Mishnah is according to the opinion that a non-Jew's ownership in Eretz Yisrael does not remove the Chiyuv Mitzvos. And that would mean that the Mitzvah of Orla, which is not about the non-Jew separating it, but about its actual nature, the thing that is a first-year fruit, a second-year fruit, third-year fruit, is that grew in Eretz Yisrael, is forbidden for Jews to eat. no matter whose property it grew on, according to this opinion. And the same thing would be true for Netta Ravai. Fourth year fruits can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Because, again, according to this opinion, they have that intrinsic kedusha, regardless of who it belongs to. So, therefore, if a non-Jew actually declares, hey, this is Netta Ravai, then of course it's treated that way, because that's what it is. Now, that being the case, then how could Rabbi Yehuda say that there is no Keren Ravai? So the Tosefta explains that actually Rabbi Yehuda is speaking specifically about Surya. Surya is an area that we've mentioned before, near Eretz Yisrael, bordering in Eretz Yisrael, that is considered like Eretz Yisrael in some halachos and not like Eretz Yisrael in others. And generally, all of the matanos that we give in Eretz Yisrael, midaraisa, are given in Surya midarabanan. And so Rabbi Yehuda says, anyway, midarabanan, for Netta Ravai, we don't bother. Netta Ravai for a non-Jew, it doesn't have Kedusha. And similarly, in Surya, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there would also be no Orla for a non-Jew. Now, because this is real truma, the truma that has been given by the non-Jew, it has halachos of real truma. Truma sanachri, midama'as, v'chayev l'chomesh. Just like the truma of a regular Jew. If the truma falls into a batch of non-truma, of chulin, and there are not 100 portions, right, of chulin as a ratio of 100 to 1, against the truma that fell in, then it is not batel, and the entire batch becomes meduma, and that means that it can only be eaten by a kohen. So, in effect, for Yisrael, it is ruined. He has to sell it to a kohen at the price of truma. So that is true for the truma of a non-Jew as well, from his own crop, because it's real truma, and therefore it is medamas. Similarly, v'chayevel in a chomesh, if a Jew eats a non-Kohen, that is to say, eats Truma by accident, then he has to pay it back, and he has to add an additional 25% penalty. And so too, the Truma of a non-Jew, if it is eaten by a non-Kohen, you have to pay it back by accident, you have to pay it back, and you have to give the additional 25%. For Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon does not disagree about the midamas, that it makes the mixture meduma if it's not nullified. That he agrees with. He only says that there's no chomesh, because since it belongs to a non-Jew, and it's truma of a non-Jew, it is slightly less holy, and it does not have the penalty applied to it.